your own personal handyman. This is the Fix-It Show with Tom Faenza on 620 WTMJ.
728 at 620 WTMJ. Yay! Brewers openers Monday. GM David Stearns would love to see an improvement over last year's 73 total wins. Doesn't believe that's the only way to go to define a successful season. His explanation and so much more, Stearns one-on-one with Greg Matzik during WTMJ Conversations. That's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. All right, Fix-It Show is on the air. We're at 414-799-1620. Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, as that's what that is. So you can call that and you can text that as well. We're going to Elkhart Lake. Hey, Helen, good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning, guys. I've got a nasty driveway, blacktop. More pieces are coming out than staying in. I think it's been resurfaced once before. I want to have it redone. Does all of that have to be dug out, or do they just put a new layer on top of the ugly layer?
When it starts to get to that point, it needs to be removed. Anything that's coming apart that bad, if you cover it up,
sort of fun picking up pieces.
Yeah, I bet. If you cover up something like that, it'll reflect right back through the top.
Okay. So
if it's really coming apart that bad, you're probably having some base failure underneath it. Asphalt's a flexible product, and it gets its strength from what it's sitting on. So you have to have a good gravel base
below it. Okay.
Yeah. So it's probably time for that base to be redone.
Is there an average cost per foot, or is every job totally different?
Every job's a little bit different. You know, we just talked about digging your base out. You know, if we were to come look at it, we would we'd probably dig a hole in the middle of your driveway to check to see how thick that gravel base is. If it doesn't need to be replaced, you know, obviously affects the price quite a bit versus if it does need to be replaced. There's a lot of variables, so they change. We like to look at them all.
How does Helen or anybody contact you guys?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 262-965-2121, or even easier, you can go to our website, wolfpaving.com, and there's a form you can fill out right online to have somebody come out and take a look at it.
Cool. That's Sean Wolf of Wolf Paving with us until 8. If you got a question for him, Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 414-799-1620. Let's do news, 7:30. Let's go to the WTMJ 24-hour newsroom and Mike Spaulding.
Thanks, Danny. Milwaukee police still investigating whether or not a bullet that struck the windshield of a police cruiser was intentional. The officers were parked about a block from District 7th Station yesterday. They say they were finishing up paperwork when the bullet went through the windshield. Neither officer was injured. The Rock County Medical Examiner says an infant from Beloit who died Sunday was the victim of a homicide. The Medical Examiner said Friday that Amani Cardell Hodges was 59 days old when he died at the hospital 6 days after admission. Autopsy results show he died of homicidal abusive head trauma. And a historic loss in last night's women's college hoops. UConn had won 111 consecutive games. That's until they fell to Mississippi State 66-64. The UConn women had won the last four national championships. WTMJ PellaWY.com Time Saver Traffic. 94 inbound Highway 16 to the zoo will take you 10 minutes, and from the zoo to the Marquette Interchange will take you 6. 4145 southbound Highway Q to the zoo interchange, a 14-minute ride. 43 inbound Brown Deer Road to the Marquette Interchange will take you 10, while 94 inbound Layton Avenue to the Marquette Interchange is a 6-minute trip.
Candy maker Haribo will build its first North American plant in southeast Wisconsin.
We could be more pleased. It's 400 jobs.
Hear Jeff Wagner with Governor Walker in the Jeff Wagner Show podcast on the WTMJ mobile app.
The WTMJ 5-day forecast, mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 48 at the lake, 56 degrees inland. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some rain showers developing after 5 o'clock, a high near 50 at the lake, 57 degrees inland. On Monday, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, mild, a high of 50. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, breezy, a high of 52. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a bit cooler, a high of 47 degrees. In Plymouth, it's 28, Wauwatosa, 30, in Milwaukee, 34 degrees. Watch today's TMJ4 News for your complete Storm Team forecast. I'm Mike Spaulding, News Radio 620, WTMJ.
Traffic is sponsored by the Milwaukee Admirals. Admirals Hockey, now at the UW-Milwaukee Panther Arena. For a schedule, promotions, tickets, or more information, log on to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. It's more than a game.
Looking for the best meat in town? Then meet your neighborhood Century Butcher.
What makes Century's meat the best? 100% USDA choice Angus beef.
All our fresh meat comes from right here in the U.S.
We can do any kind of special cut you want.
But the real secret is butchers like us.
Century, always the best meat in town.
Get ready for tailgating with these specials. Whole or half trim beef tenderloin, $5.99 a pound. Or 80% lean ground beef in 3-pound packages, $2.49 a pound.
Your community, your Century.
Spring is closing in on us, and that means spring cleaning and updates to your home. Hi, I'm Dan Callies, president of Oak Creek Plumbing Kitchens and Baths. Whether it's plumbing or remodeling you may need, you can always count on Oak Creek Plumbing Kitchens and Baths. From a simple one-day tub liner and wall system to a full kitchen remodel, my staff can walk you through the process. We are always happy to give you a full demonstration of products and color options in our fully functional showroom. Stop in today or visit us online at oakcreekplumbing.com.
Oak Creek Plumbing does it all.
Taking care of Milwaukee's homeowners, one leaky pipe at a time. Here's more of the Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
Hey, Wisconsin's got some really terrific outdoor performance theaters. Some of the best in the Midwest. John McCure has a full rundown from Stevens Point all the way to Kenosha on this week's edition of Travel Wisconsin. That's tonight at 8, right here at 620 WTMJ. Fix-It Show is on the air. My name is Danny Clayton. Tom Faza, Mr. Fix-It is here. Good morning, Tom.
Great Fix-It Day.
And Sean Wolf from Wolf Paving. So Mr. Asphalt is here. Actually, that doesn't sound right. Okay.
No.
All right. Wolf Paving, you guys are in Oconomowoc, a relatively new business, only 75 years.
Only 75 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, you certainly know your stuff. All right. Will you take a concrete question? I know that's
I'll do my best.
I know that's like the American League, National League. Hey, Marty, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show. Really like it. Hey, I got a long concrete driveway that, it seems pretty solid, but there's sections that are kind of cracking and some sections are heaving up and down. And I wondered if I wanted to fix that up and tidy it up, could I just put asphalt right on the top of it?
Sure. We were just talking a little bit earlier about the asphalt is a flexible product and it gets its strength from what's underneath it. What's going to happen, I mean, you could certainly come in and put an inch of asphalt right over top of that concrete, but what's going to happen is that concrete slab is going to move as one piece. And when it moves over the winter, you're going to have a crack at every joint in that concrete. Any cracks that are in the concrete now will reflect through. It'll probably look great for the summer, but then by next spring, you'll start to see that same cracking in those same areas. So it's not something we recommend. Have we done it? Yes, if we have to fix a drainage problem for a short-term basis. But in the long run, it's really not a good way to go. Not my recommendation.
Yeah, just had to be a better idea to dig that concrete up and set a new base.
Yeah, and put asphalt in would be my recommendation.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. All right, 736 Accudent Mortgage talk and text line on the Fix-It Show is 414-799-1620. Heading to Waukesha. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
We're looking at replacing driveways probably sometime this summer or early in the fall. There may be the one that I'm thinking about is about 150 feet. And I've been torn between a couple of choices we're hearing from different contractors. One is tear them all up and replace everything, put in a new base and then pave over it. Another one is shave off the top and then repave over the existing base once it's been shaved off. I have to say that these driveways are probably 25 years old. They're really, I think, in pretty good shape. I don't see, they're not loaded with potholes or falling apart or heaving all over the place.
Sure.
But they nonetheless do need a touch-up, as I would see it, or at least a fix.
Sure.
Can you give me a little bit of story on the difference, whether we need to worry about tearing them all up and putting in a new base or just doing that shaving idea?
Yeah, and when you talk about shaving, is that they want to remove the whole layer of asphalt or just grind a portion of that asphalt off the top?
Well, I would think it's probably grinding up, maybe half an inch or whatever. It doesn't sound to me like they remove it. It sounds like they just take off the top, which now gets it down to a base of asphalt, and then they come in with a paver and go over it.
Yeah, so you just actually brought up a topic we haven't really talked about yet, and it's a milling process where
we have a milling machine that can come in and
grind an inch or 2 inches of asphalt off of the top. If your driveway's in pretty good shape right now, if you don't have a lot of cracks in it, it's a possibility that that can be done. Now, those milling machines are pretty heavy, and driveways aren't built like a road's built to hold that machine up. Generally, we do a lot of milling on roadways and parking lots. You might be able to get away with it, but that mill might just push right through that last asphalt that's left and right through that gravel base.
Then we got trouble.
And we talked about the cracking earlier, you know, going over the concrete. If you have a lot of cracks in that asphalt now, even if you mill it, those cracks will reflect.
No, I don't see that, but I have no idea. Okay. And, we have the occasional moving truck or something like that in here, and they don't bust everything up, but we don't have, a big Mack truck loaded with gravel in here, that's for sure.
Well, if your driveway's in pretty good shape now, milling might be a good option for you.
Okay. Tell me, if we have to take it up, what kind of a base, how much of a base do they put in? A good base. Remember now, this is a driveway. It's not the interstate highway.
Yep. I would recommend at least a 10-inch base. We generally put them in 10 to 12 inches. Once we start digging, you can tell what those subsoils are like, and some require the clay areas, the soft areas require a little bit more. But 10 inches is a good average rule.
Good luck with that, John. Sounds like you've done your research. 262-965-2121 is the number for Wolf Paving. John Wolf from Wolf Paving is with us. We got him about 20 more minutes. If you want to jump on and ask a question about paving, we'd love to talk to you. And our number, Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, is 414-799-1620. Fix It Show with Tom Faison, WTMJ.
It won't be long, and warm weather will be here to stay, at least for as long as it stays in Wisconsin, right? Hi, Gene Miller here for my friends at Hometown Windows and Doors, the great folks who installed my new windows and doors, and you can bet that I'm looking forward to opening them to let in the fresh spring air. And because warm weather won't be far behind, closing them to seal out heat and humidity. If your doors and windows don't open and close easily, and you want to keep the air conditioning inside, contact my friends at Hometown Windows and Doors. They carry the top brands like Pella, Marvin, and Anderson. In fact, you can see all of their options in life-size displays inside their beautiful showroom in New Berlin. They've got more sizes, styles, and finishes than you can imagine. Hometown showroom is like going to a home show. Best of all, Hometown employs their own experienced carpenters to handle your project. You get the extra care that you can only get from someone local. Call Hometown Windows and Doors and get your project scheduled today. 414-329-1200. That's 421-329-1200. Tell them Gene sent you.
The Milwaukee Journal has given Kessler's Diamond Center the Best Workplace Award
5 years in a row.
But that shouldn't be surprising.
Kessler's is owned by its employees.
And we love working for ourselves.
You can always count on us.
To make you really happy you came in.
Kessler's has been chosen by Wisconsin Bride Magazine
as Jeweler of the Year
5 years in a row.
And chosen by the Shepherd Express newspaper as Jeweler of the Year
5 years in a row.
Kessler's has 171 positive reviews on TheKnot.com.
The next closest diamond store has 6.
The Better Business Bureau gives Kessler's an A.
But we're going to do whatever it takes
to make sure you give us
an A+.
I'm Richard Kessler.
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 And I want to be your jeweler.
Come and experience the difference
of an employee-owned company.
Stop in and meet all the Richard Kesslers at a Kessler's Diamonds near you. For locations, visit kesslersdiamonds.com.
Better safe than sorry at a new car sale. Take one.
Are you in the nude for a great deal on a new car?
That's mood, Jim, not nude, mood.
Sorry, I forgot my glasses. But whether you want to buy or lease, cash incentives are at record levels. Trade-in allowances couldn't be better. And prices are real low because discounts are as high as your fly.
Sky, Jim, not your fly.
So get up, get on the toad, and get over to an Adam dealer today.
Road, not toad. Get on the road, get over to an Adam dealer today.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 255368. This is Brian Wicker, Chief Opportunity Officer, back to report that, much to everyone's surprise, mortgage rates are actually back down following the most recent Fed rate hike. On a $200,000 30-year fixed with 25% equity and all the other right stuff, low overhead AccuNet can once again offer a 3.99 rate with reasonable closing costs. The APR is 4.07. The 20-year fixed APR is back down to 3.99 with no points and only $200 in total loan costs. And the 15-year APR is back down to 3.35. Remember, low overhead AccuNet's closing costs are typically $1,000 to $3,000 less than your bank or the nation's largest online lender for exactly the same rate. With home values up, the window of opportunity may be open to take some cash out or drop your PMI, even without lowering your rate. Find out how much you can save by clicking on the blue button at AccuNet.com today before this surprise window of opportunity slams shut. That's ACCUNET.com.
This season, Quick Trip is giving Brewers fans an experience to remember. Visit quicktrip.com/slide to register for your chance to win 4-game tickets and the thrill of a Quick Trip down Bernie's Slide. Hey, we'll also provide t-shirts commemorating your Quick Trip down Bernie's Slide game day experience. Sign up today at quicktrip.com/slide for your chance to win. That's quicktrip.com/slide. Quick Trip is a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Brewers.